Greetings from the Disciples of Christ. This is Eric Hovey, and welcome to our fourth podcast. We are gathered around the Vancouver area to remember one of the most joyful events in human history, a day we know as Palm Sunday. Let's start with the reading of Scripture. Sit back, take in a deep breath, maybe close your eyes, and listen to the events of Palm Sunday as told by the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21. We start as Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two disciples, telling them, "Go to the village ahead of you. Right away you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you are to say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." Now this took place to fulfill what was written by the prophet, "Tell the people of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, unassuming and seated on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" So the disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that following kept shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was thrown into an uproar, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Then Jesus entered the temple area, and he drove out all those who were selling and buying in the temple courts, and turned over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you are turning it into a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple courts, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the experts in the law saw the wonderful things he did and heard the children crying out in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what they are saying?" Jesus replies, "Yes, have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of children and nursing infants, you have prepared praise for yourself?'" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Now all four Gospels tell the story of Palm Sunday. Each Gospel writer adds his own personal touch to the story, something that the others might have missed. Matthew describes not just adults, but children shouting out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Luke 19 tells us that when the Pharisees criticized Jesus and his disciples, Jesus tells them that, "If my disciples keep silent, the very stones will cry out." The Gospel of John observes that the Pharisees are amazed, and they grumble that the world has run after him. And Mark 11 tells of the backlash that Jesus' cleansing of the temple causes, saying that the chief priest and the experts in the law heard it, and they considered how they could assassinate him, for they feared him. Think for a moment of yourself being in the crowd. Maybe you have been with Jesus since the beginning, perhaps like John the Apostle, even knowing Jesus from childhood. Or maybe like Mary the Magdalene, whose first encounter with Jesus was when he healed her of evil spirits. Or maybe more like the very recent encounter with Zacchaeus, a tax collector and short little businessman who gave up his fearsome reputation to climb a tree and see who this Jesus was. Or just maybe you're one of the people in the parade, caught up in the enthusiasm of the moment, getting your first glimpse of the teacher and healer you've heard so much about. Whether you've known him for a long time or just experienced him today, what do you make of this Jesus from a nowhere place called Nazareth? Is he a good guy or a troublemaker? Someone to trust with your whole life or to avoid at all cost? He's said he's going to suffer and die, then rise again. Can that be possible? Instead, why can't this wonderful day just last forever? We know today that we are facing a crisis unlike anything that, at least if you're like me, we have never experienced in our lifetime. Someday, maybe we will look back on the last few years like Jesus' followers did after Palm Sunday, a time of relative comfort and hope that could and should last forever. So what does Jesus have to say to us today in this time of trial and tribulation? Maybe it's what he has said before. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we know one other thing. After this time of trial, we will rise again. May you experience God's care and blessing even now, with hope for what is to come, for all who rest in our Lord. Amen.